All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the contract situation between the Pittsburgh Steelers and running back Le'Veon Bell continues to get worse. Bell refuses to play under the franchise tag for the second consecutive year. Bell has not reported to training camp, and now some of the Steelers players have turned on him. Bell is seeking a long-term deal, and the Steelers don't appear ready to give it to him. And I mean, you really can't blame Bell due to the fact of not only what he brings to the table, but also the wear and tear of the running back position. This is a guy who in 15 games last year for the Steelers led the NFL in carries with 321. Not to mention the fact that he had 85 receptions coming out of the backfield for 655 yards. You're talking about Le'Veon Bell being one of the better, if not the best, all-purpose back going in the NFL. He can block, he can run, and he can catch passes out of the backfield. He is the real deal. It's got to the impasse with Bell and the Steelers, and I'm kind of shocked that some of the Steelers players have actually begun speaking out against Bell due to the fact that generally when players are holding out for better money, typically players really support that guy because they know that he wants to be the top paid guy, or he wants to be compensated in that fashion, because for the most part, players know that, you know what, that could be them very soon. So it's that brotherhood, it's that unity. So it's kind of shocking to see that some of the Steelers players have taken this, road with it. But I mean, that just lets you know where this is at. And I, you know, you ask yourself, is Bell done in Pittsburgh? I'm not sure. But I'll tell you like this. I don't see the Steelers giving in. I don't see Bell getting what he wants. And if the Steelers were to trade him, the only three teams that would make sense are the San Francisco 49ers, Indianapolis Colts, and New York Jets, for a variety of reasons. Number one, the Steelers are not going to trade him to a contending team in the AFC. You look at the Colts and the Jets, they're not expected to contend this year, but they both have picks and they both have cap space. And the 49ers could contend in the NFC, but they have cap space. So you look at all the other teams that could, you know, warrant the services of Bell should the Steelers be ready to move on from him. It's a situation they simply don't have what Pittsburgh wants, or, like I said before, Pittsburgh is not going to trade him to a contender in the AFC. You look at the replacements that the Steelers are going to go with for week number one with Bell's absence, since he's not going to be there, and you look at the running back position who they're relying on. You look at Stephen Ridley, the veteran back whose production has decreased immensely since 2012, when he had 1,263 yards on the ground to go along with 12 TDs. And then you also look at second-year running back James Conner, who last year had 32 carries for just 144 yards. I've had this discussion with people on social media before, and some people don't want to open up to it. Bell is a big part of this offense. And yes, Antonio Brown can put up big numbers in the passing game. Yes, Big Ben can sling the football around. But the bottom line is this. If you don't have that running game, or you don't have that threat of Le'Veon Bell to keep those linebackers and safeties honest, this Pittsburgh Steelers offense can and will change. And I'll tell you like this. The longer that the Steelers allow this to go on, what comes to mind for me is a similar situation with the Dallas Cowboys in 1993 with Emmitt Smith. The Cowboys had just won a Super Bowl in 92. Jerry Jones was unwilling to give running back Emmitt Smith a new contract, the Dallas Cowboys would go on to lose their first two games of the season, rather. Charles Haley, the Hall of Fame defensive end, came into the locker room, threw a fit, and threw his helmet in the direction of Jerry Jones. The next thing you know, after the Cowboys 0-2 start, all of a sudden, Emmitt Smith is getting a new contract. So if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you came into this, or you're coming into the season with so many Super Bowl aspirations after being so close after the past few years, you feel that, you know what, if you get home field advantage, it's going to help you, you know, be able to get past the New England Patriots. And now you're putting yourself behind the eight ball in a situation like this. So, you know, it's a matter of who's going to break first. I think Pittsburgh is holding their breath on it. But I think the fact that the locker room has begun to turn on Le'Veon Bell, his days in Western Pennsylvania could be numbered. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot with 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.